It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Nothing good ever happens when you snoop on your significant other.
It is true.
I know for me, I checked one of my girlfriend's phones one time. Mm-hmm. Ended up breaking up over it.
What? No. What'd you find?
I found pictures of her hanging out with her family.
Oh, no.
Ugh, gross.
And how did you handle that?
Oh, man. Like, inspirational quotes about how life is great.
Oh, my God.
It was disturbing, and I had to end it. I could not put up with that kind of stuff.
All that happiness and stability in one phone.
She even had, like, pictures from, like, Thanksgiving where they're all smiling and stuff.
Oh, my God.
That must have been a messy breakup.
Disgusting. Yeah, so don't snoop on your significant other. That's the lesson that I learned. And Kathleen, who's on the phone for an Awkward Tuesday phone call right now, has learned that same lesson because she snooped on her fiancé and found something almost as disturbing as what I found.
I'm sure it's way worse.
God, how could she recover from something like that?
Kathleen, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, just okay.
How are you guys?
Pretty good. Probably better than how you're doing.
Yeah. Oh,
I take it now's not the time to congratulate you on your upcoming nuptials.
Probably not.
Oh. It's funny that you say that, Brooke, because that's kind of what the Awkward Tuesday phone call is about today.
Really?
Yeah. Kathleen, tell everybody the issue that you're having.
Okay. So basically, my boyfriend Justin and I have been together for like 3 years. And he is amazing. He is literally the best guy that I've ever been with. And I know he's the one. And, you know, I just want my life with him. And, you know, we've kind of discussed that he was thinking about a proposal. So, like, you know, we knew that, like, that's the direction we were heading in. But, like, I made it very clear that I wanted to be surprised, you know. And yeah. I, you know, was excited about it.
Okay, wait, hold on. You're not engaged yet?
No.
Oh. I was a little confused, I guess, at the beginning.
It'll make sense in just a second.
Okay.
So basically, he hasn't proposed yet, and we live together, and we have a desktop computer, and I went on it the other day, and he had his email open, and on the computer was an email to his mom. And I don't know why, but I decided to read it.
Oh,
and
no.
That's where I say snooping is never a good thing.
Yeah.
God, and there's always that quick moment where you could just close it. Mm-hmm. And you know you could, but you can't stop yourself.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't normally do that. Like, I'm not one to check his phone or anything. I totally trust him. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where I just, you know, I glanced at it. And I saw the word proposal. And so I was like, oh, my God, what is this? So I read the email. And it entailed, like, his entire plan and every single detail down as to how he was going to propose to me.
Oh, my
So you
gosh.
Ruined your surprise by reading his email.
It was like a train wreck. I couldn't look away, you know? Like, when you just start reading something and you know that you want to read it, but you just do, even though you know you shouldn't.
Yeah. Is it going to be a good proposal? A nice surprise for you?
I mean, it would have been if I hadn't read it.
Oh, what does he have planned for you?
So he was going to do it at the zoo, which was where we had our first date. And he was going to have, like, the workers at the zoo get involved.
Oh,
and he had invited my parents to fly in. They're going to be there.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
Yeah. So basically, I read the whole thing, and I cried because it was so beautiful. And now I'm so upset with myself because I ruined it.
Why didn't you just send him an email that said yes? Since you were reading the email to his mom that was talking about the proposal.
Reply all.
Yeah, reply all yes. You could have handled it that way.
Well, I didn't.
Do you know when this was supposed to happen?
Next weekend.
Oh, my gosh, girl. Dude. You really screwed up.
Yeah. So, basically, I didn't know what to do. So I went to my best friend and told her about the whole thing, about how I read the email and how we were going to propose to the zoo. And she told me that I needed to tell him. And I totally agree with her, but I don't know how to do it. So she suggested that I do the Awkward Tuesday phone call with you guys.
Awesome. Okay.
And so your goal is to tell him that you know about the proposal and you just want to be like, yes, I'll go to the zoo with you on that day and we will be married.
either way, it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
I want to tell him and then tell him that I want him to do something else because I really want to be surprised.
That is the most selfish thing I've ever heard anyone say.
Why not just fake it, you know?
Because he doesn't deserve that. You know, he deserves my honest reaction. Yeah. I don't want to pretend.
No.
You
know?
I can see that.
I'm all about honesty in relationships, but this is the one thing. You just need to suck it up and know that you ruined it for yourself and just go through with the whole thing.
And then keep this secret for, like, the rest of our marriage?
No, tell him, Brooke. Like, 5 years down the road when you guys are old and married together and it doesn't matter anymore.
I just really want it to be special for both of us. You know, I don't feel like it's fair for me to pretend. I feel like he deserves my genuine, honest reaction, you know? And you only get one proposal, I mean, hopefully. You only get one, and I want this to be good for him and for me, you know? I mean, how would you feel if it happened to you?
Yeah, but it's not the surprise that makes it special. It's the actual commitment to each other and the discussion about
how you... I don't know, but it would
still
kind of be tainted if you knew what was coming. You're like, all right, when's he going to do it? Yeah. Look, we've been here for an hour. Can you move it along? I already know.
Looking at all the animal cages. Is there a ring on that monkey? Or?
I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, Kathleen, to see if I would appreciate it or not. And I think maybe I would, because if I were to propose to somebody, I would want them to be surprised.
But he's coordinated an entire zoo around his proposal.
It's going to suck for him. I mean, you realize this could delay your actual proposal like a good year.
Yeah,
I know, but I just feel like I ruined it, and this is my fault, and I have to fix it, and there's no other way around it. I just have to fix it.
How are you even going to broach this with him?
Slowly.
Slowly? Okay.
Gently.
Well, we will play a song, come back, give you some advice, and you can make your awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, hold on.